You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Radio. So 2 weeks ago on Wednesday, the Auckland University Students Association held a hui called Zero Tolerance to discuss racism, discrimination, harassment and bullying at the University of Auckland. This came in response to the recent acknowledgement of white supremacy on campus and the Vice-Chancellor's disinterest in this serious matter. People wrote anonymous submissions and spoke at the hui about their experiences. And AUSA promised that a week from the hui, there would be a plan in place as to how to tackle these issues. Last week on Thursday, a week from the hui, I spoke to AUSA Education Vice President George Barton about whether this promise had been kept, what the student union and the university plans to do to address these issues, and whether these issues will actually have something done about them. So here is George. Can you talk us through last week Wednesday? How did the hui go?
Yeah, so last week we had a hui at Tani Nui Arangi, Waipapa Marae, and we invited all students and staff at the university who wanted to share their experiences of bullying, harassment and discrimination. I'm not going to go into the specific details of the submissions that we heard, either anonymously or in person, because the nature of the hui was that it was a special shared space where people were making contributions in trust. But what I would say is that we heard some really absolutely gut-wrenching stories, and we, I think, shone a light to what is going on for so many students. And that was articulated in the report that the Vice-Chancellor has received.
So just going on to that, talking a little bit about the report. So AUSA did make a promise at the hui that there would be a plan put in place to tackle racism, discrimination and bullying a week from the hui, which was yesterday. So what has taken place? What's happened?
So what we have produced and what we've set out to students is what we believe is the path to change. And so what we've set out is two recommendations. One recommendation to the university to establish a special working group to look at the prevention of and response to discrimination at the University of Auckland, and for the university to make the affirmation that it absolutely stands behind zero tolerance. What the report also identifies is what AUSA believes needs to be done. So what this report isn't the conclusion as to what needs to be changed, but rather what we have heard from students needs to be addressed in order to be able to find the answers that are going to make a better, more safe, inclusive and equitable university environment for all of us.
So can you tell us a little bit more about what this report actually entails?
It's important to understand what this report is. It is a path to lay out what AUSA sees as rooms for improvement. So the things that we've identified is that there are serious problems with the complaints and investigation system at the university, that we need to strengthen our zero tolerance campaign, and we need to look at ways that we're able to cultivate an environment that puts safety, inclusivity and equity at the forefront, and to see how we can balance that with, obviously, everyone's right to free speech. We see that there's a need for training of all staff and students to recognise contemporary racism and discrimination generally. There needs to be better understanding and education of the importance of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And generally, there needs to be this promotion of a culture that says that students can be themselves everywhere rather than just in some places. And that was the thing we heard as well at this hui, is that they only felt as though they were able to fully be themselves in some spaces and in some environments. And the question is, well, you know,
you should be able to be safe.
Absolutely.
Everywhere.
You should be able to be whoever you want to be everywhere.
So who received this report? I know you said that the Vice Chancellor did, but who else?
That's right. Yeah. So the report that we sent to the Vice Chancellor included the many anonymous submissions that we received, and those submissions that we received in person at the hui, and was about 11-page document report. That was given to the Vice-Chancellor, and I believe he circulated that to his senior leadership team, so that includes the Deputy Vice-Chancellors and the Pro-Vice-Chancellors. So that's who the official report went to, and then the public report that we released was released on social media through Facebook, which our members and students and the public at large are free to read.
Obviously, you talked a little bit about what the report details and explains about what AUSA wants to happen at the university. How are we going to ensure that that does actually happen? Because I know that a lot of people, people who talked at the hui, people just sort of general talk, is that will there actually be active change, or is it just going to be a nice wee report that we said we did something about it and then we continue having the nice wee posters everywhere that say zero tolerance. Mm. Is that so? What are we going to actually do?
I totally get that concern and that frustration, and that's a frustration and a concern that I share as well. Mm. I think that from this report, the Vice Chancellor's acceptance that there needs to be the creation of a special working group to deal with prevention of and the response to discrimination will be meaningful. In my experience as Education Vice President at AUSA, I think the number one way to see change at a university is the creation of a working group. It might not sound exciting. It might not sound, particularly invigorating, but it is the place where genuine work takes place. And what we've asked is that the Vice Chancellor create the special working group with equal staff-student representation, and that those from the staff side of this working group's composition and membership be really important people. The Pro Vice Chancellor Equity, the Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic, the Pro Vice Chancellor Māori, the Pro Vice Chancellor Pasifika. And the reason why it's important to have those roles and those individuals in place is they set the tone for the university strategic leadership. And if they're the ones looking at these big questions, being guided by what we've received at the Hui, being guided by further consultation that will be taking place with students and with the student members there, I think there is real capacity and scope for meaningful change.
So when it comes to the students that will be on that committee, will they be people from AUSA, or are there other student leaders that will be able to put their hands up to get involved?
So we've called for the student membership to be members of the AUSA executive. And the reason why is they cover various portfolios. So we've asked for the AUSA president to be on this working group or their delegate. We've asked for the AUSA queer rights officer to be on this working group, the AUSA women's rights officer, international students officer, the Kotumuaki of Ngā Tauira Māori, and the president of Aupisa. And so we believe that that is a really representative spread of our student population and body. And individuals who have the mana and the authority to speak on behalf of their students in this space and in this area.
I know there was sort of discussion, I know, at the Hui about how this change would sort of manifest itself over the university, and whether it would be like a big sort of action, you know, we do this and we do this and we do this, or whether it's, people did talk a lot about soft culture change. What is your opinion on soft culture change versus big radical movements to make a change?
I think it's both, and I think soft power can be big radical movements and changes. I think if we had lecturers and tutors being able to actively say that you have to be a decent human being in class, that would be a massive transformational change, and it'd be one that would make a whole lot of our students feel more safe at the university. What this working group is going to do is it's going to look at areas of policy and the workability and the enforcement of that policy. It's also going to look at the bigger questions of the kind of culture that we generate at this university. But I think that's the thing that we've got to realise here, is that it's incumbent upon all of us to create this kind of change. AUSA has got to be doing its part. Our student groups have got to be doing their part. To be able to create that culture, we've got to have people willing to call out this behaviour, to recognise that it is a problem, and to check themselves in their, and what they say. You know, I mean, what we've seen here is that incidents of white supremacy have been emboldened because that more casual racism, for lack of a better way of describing it, because it absolutely is racism, hasn't gone checked or has just been allowed to be said. And so it's changing that environment and that culture. But I think, yeah, in answer to your question, it's both.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.